Welcome to the Out Agenda, coming to you on archive.kpfk.org. I'm Rita Gonzalez.
And I'm Ralph Radabaugh. This week on the show, we have Jean-Luc Rogers and Michael Sturgis, both actors from the new play Clarkston. That's kind of exciting. You know, it's done by the same author that did The Whale, Rita. And I don't know if you saw that movie or not,
I
but that
did
was
not
a
see
powerful
it
movie.
because
You didn't?
they said it was very sad. And I need
It
to.
was very sad,
I
very
have to be,
powerful.
yeah, I have to be in an emotional state for something like that. So let's introduce our guests now. Our guests are Michael Sturgis, who plays Jake, and Jean-Luc Rogers, who plays Chris in the play Clarkston. Gentlemen, welcome to The Out Agenda. Jean-Luc, you want to tell us about the play?
Sure. So the play was written in 2015 by Samuel D. Hunter, who was the author of The Whale, which eventually became the Brendan Fraser film that went on to win much acclaim. This play premiered in New York, and this is now the West Coast premiere of the show. It follows three characters, Chris, played by myself, Jake, played by Michael, and Trisha, played by Tasha Ames. And Chris and Jake are two youngsters. We work at Costco, sort of a dead-end town, on the border of Washington and Idaho, not far from the Pacific. We meet and form an unlikely friendship, form an unlikely bond, and we each have our external struggles that we're working to overcome in the pursuit of what we want.
And Michael, what brought you to this project? I mean, you know, what inspired you about the project?
We both
Both
were
of you.
A part of Echo has internal readings when, you know, looking at new plays, and we were a part of the reading earlier in the year. And yeah, sometimes when we have readings, the impression and the feel afterward is like very palpable, and it was very much felt by everyone, like, oh, this is an important piece. And so we got to stay with it.
Oh yeah, I was just gonna add, there really was magic in the room after the initial reading, and very soon after the reading concluded, we were all like, yeah, this is a play that needs to be mounted expeditiously.
So there's three people in the play. So Tasha Ames plays the mom.
Yeah, my mother, Chris's mother. That's right.
And this is all takes place in Costco.
Mostly. It also takes place right outside of Costco.
Yeah.
And
mainly in this industrial area of this small working class town called Clarkston. And my character ends up there from the East Coast, because he's sort of on this solo journey, trying to outrun his own problems. And he feels this connection to Lewis and Clark, because he's indirectly related to William Clark. And he's got this sense of wonder and adventure that is constantly challenged. And I think the play presents sort of what America and like capitalism does to you in its crushingness. And so, yeah, that struggle is going on as well. But I would say the main meal of the play is the relationship between Jake and Chris.
How does that develop? So you're both working at Costco together. And as you say, it takes place in Costco and outside of Costco. Mm-hmm. How does the relationship start and how does it develop?
So Chris, my character, grew up in Clarkston. So he's a native to the area and he's really never left. And he's worked at this Costco for some time now. So Jake comes in and begins working the night shift. And my character begins to train him, and I can immediately tell that he's a bit different. And he represents something very much apart from the town that I've grown up in and everything that it represents and everything that it doesn't allow me to want or allow me to do. Jake, and you can talk about this more, I'm sure, but Jake is openly gay, and Chris is gay, but he very much struggles with his sexuality. especially in the town where he's from. And Jake, in many ways, opens Chris up and allows him to explore parts of himself that he has felt he hasn't been able to before. So there's kind of this wonderful symbiosis where they both give each other things that they so desperately need. I think Chris grounds Jake in a lot of ways, and Jake sort of opens Chris up in ways that he had never been opened before. So it's really beautiful to see the relationship develop somewhat reluctantly at first, but then it ends in a very beautiful place of mutual respect and love.
And then enters mother
Yes.
at some point, which I would imagine is a bit awkward and very telling, because you're just Chris, as Chris, you're just starting to get in touch with this side of yourself, and your mother, apparently, I'm going to imagine you tell your mother, or at least you bring your mother into this.
Yeah, so she already knows, but of course, given the town that we're from, the way she expresses her ability to cope with the fact is very, very interesting. And then the other element to the mother character is her struggles with addiction, with drug addiction, and how that affects the relationship between mother and son. And the fact that two people can love each other so fully and so completely, but still be kept at an arm's length by something like addiction, and how it can push people apart when all they
Or
want to do is be together.
homosexuality.
Yeah.
You both have something that keeps the other one at arm's length.
Right. Yeah,
Yeah,
exactly.
that's really interesting. And Jake, are you happy that you're in this kind of podunk town? Or, how do you feel? Do you feel like you're kind of lost a little bit? You're a wanderer. And where does that put you?
Well, really, it's all an escape. Jake is so I'm already like feeling hesitant, like telling you all about the play, not for the sake of like spoiling it, but because it's like we're just talking about heavy things, and I do want to emphasize that there is levity to the play, and it is like an enjoyable experience, I would say. It's I've just been realizing as we keep talking about it with people that it's like, oh God, I hope people will want to come. But Jake has a terminal illness that he is coping with and trying to go on the Lewis and Clark trail, the trail they went on to the Pacific, sort of before he no longer physically can. And he ends up in Costco, and he comes from a much different background. He is not working class, and I think being in an upper class affords you the privilege to have rose-colored glasses with regards to America. And he's got this enchanted view of Costco at the beginning, and with regards to his sexuality, he did not face any sort of resistance in his coming out. And so it's very much just a fact of his life. And I think that the relationship between us is really beautiful, and they are like crucial to each other. It seems like it's inevitable at the end that they would be there for one another, but at the same time, it is sort of those things, one of those things where when you are gay in a rural town, there's not a lot of options. And I think that's something Sean plays really well, is the loneliness in being gay. I think for Chris, it's the first experience of probably like hooking up with anyone who is not like just a hookup, you know? And they have that clunky, gay culture is very much a part of it, in that it's like, oh, okay, we hook up immediately, right? Like that's how it works. And but no, that's not maybe how we work. And it's clumsy and very human. Anyway, I'm talking a lot.
No,
Well, no, huh?
it's very
No,
good, and we
yeah.
get an idea of who the characters are, because one is from a small town and one is from a different one. So their backgrounds are so different.
Yeah,
And
yeah.
yet they're able to, through a process of time, able to connect. Now, is this a one-act play?
Yes, Clarkston is a one-act play. The full work is Lewiston slash Clarkston, and it's sort of two plays, but we're only doing the latter portion. So it's a one-act, 1 hour 40 experience with no intermission.
Lewiston is a town right across the state border in Idaho, and this is something that Samuel D. Hunter writes so extraordinarily about, is the lives of people in the, most podunk American environments that don't really have plays written about them. Case in point is The Whale.
So is Lewiston a whole nother play?
It
Then
is.
you have these two plays, and are they running in those together, or are they running them at separate times?
We're not doing
How?
Lewiston.
Yeah, we're just doing Clarkston.
And do the two plays go together? Is there a connection between the two plays so that eventually they will kind of run those together, or how is that?
Thematically, but it's different characters.
Yeah, I would say they're united thematically, but they aren't separated in some ways.
So you guys have these characters, and what I'm really fascinated about, and this is a reason we like to delve into this, is that so you're all harboring kind of a secret or something that is in this internalized struggle that you have, and you're all coming together, and it's all coming to a head, and at Costco. And you know what an interesting background to use, because some Costco is something that we can all relate to. I mean, that is America. You know, that's
Right,
as
that
American
is.
as you can possibly get. So, yeah. And doesn't matter where your back, what your background is or what your story is, you all come together at this Costco in a familiar place with a struggle that you're trying to suppress.
And I really want to echo something Michael said earlier, which is even though the play deals with very heavy themes, it has its fundamental message is of kindness and hope and the ability to allow yourself to dream. You said every character sort of has a secret, sort of a dark secret, whether it's the addiction or sickness or whatever it may be. But they also have something in the opposite direction. They have a secret dream or something that they want to accomplish that the town, that America, that Costco is somehow prohibiting them from going after. And by part of the journey of the play is allowing the characters to be able to go on that journey and discover how to go on that journey for themselves. So even though you tread through some dark waters, I think the ultimate message is very optimistic, I think, and you leave the play with a feeling of hope.
And with, you know, we certainly don't by any means want to give the end away, but there is some sort of resolution for everybody towards the end of the play. Our listeners just have to go and see
That's
exactly what
right.
that
We don't.
resolution is, right? Yeah.
Yes,
that's always the tough
precisely.
part.
Exactly.
Yes,
You don't
yes,
want to give
yes.
too much away. This is written by Samuel D. Hunter and directed by Chris Fields. So there are three actors in it: Tasha Ames, Jean-Luc Rogers, and Michael Sturgis. And it is at the Echo Theater.
It's in Atwater Village. Yep.
And that's a great place to have plays too.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's right by MoMED. It's a great evening, a dinner and a
Yeah, so
show.
many great restaurants around here as well.
Yes.
So you can really make an evening out of it.
I think that you guys already did a really good job, but I'm going to have you do one more. Why should our listeners come to see the play? What is it about it that really moves you and you want people to see? What connects everybody?
It's just so tender and in a way that is not indulgent, but still has its heart on its sleeve. And I think it's always refreshing to have a sort of open-hearted experience in the theater. And it's not that long. It's one act. And yeah, I think even being in an urban city, the themes about America resonate so strongly.
Yeah, and I've really never been a part of a production where so many of the characters, well, there are only three, but all of them just have a heart that's too big for their own good. And it's wonderful to embody these characters who there really isn't an antagonist. It's the situation, it's the circumstance, it's the hands that were dealt that are sort of the antagonisms in this play, which reflects real life in many cases. They're the hands we are dealt are the things that stop us from going after what we want and what we need. And this play teaches us to be formidable in standing up to those things, and it's really beautiful. And yeah, nothing is melodramatic in this play whatsoever. And yeah, the moment to moment is just really special, I think.
Well, the play has already started, so you're in previews now, and it runs to October 21st.
That's correct.
Right.
Yeah, 6 weeks.
Yeah, so people have
And
a chance to see
Mondays
it.
are pay what you want.
Yes, it's good to know. Mondays are pay what you want.
Yeah,
How many
that
days a week are you doing it?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, at 8 p.m., except Sundays at 4.
Well, the Echo Theater is known to have Monday performances, so it's so actors in other plays can come see their plays or at the Echo
Exactly. It's a
Theater. So,
fun environment.
yeah, that's the idea.
yeah, because it's usually dark on Mondays, but
Right.
the Echo Theater has been awesome about doing this. So, and it's at the Atwater Village Theater at 3269 Casitas Avenue. And to get tickets, how do we get tickets?
You'll go to Echo Theater, spelled ER, company.com, echotheatercompany.com.
And they can get more information about the dates and time that it's playing.
All of it's there, yeah.
Did a really nice job of promoting the play. You guys
Thanks,
come
Ron.
from a very heartfelt place. You can feel that when you talk about your characters, and it's really nice to hear you kind of sum up the play for us. It made it really enticing, I think.
Thank you, Ralph. I mean, like I said, it's been kind of a journey in our marketing and doing promotion for the play because it is, I don't want it to seem like a downer, but you guys have been wonderful and this felt great. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so
Oh,
much.
you know what? There's nothing like promoting new plays, small plays that are eventually going to become probably a movie at some point, since he's already done one of those. And you
Right.
guys were on the ground floor of that, and that must be very exciting.
Yeah, it's an honor. It really is. It's very
Yeah,
special.
that's cool. Congratulations, you guys.
Well, thank you both for joining us here at the Art
Thank you
Academy.
so much. I really
Okay.
appreciate it.
Hey, hope
Our
to see you
pleasure.
soon. Yeah, hope to see the
Yeah,
play.
please come through.
Okay.
All right, take
Okay.
care.
Bye.
Bye.
Once again, we were talking with Jean-Luc Rogers and Michael Sturgis from the new play Clarkston.
I do want to remind everyone that it is Fund Drive here at KPFK. So if you can, please make a donation. You can go to kpfk.org. There will be a donation button. You just press that. And whatever you can donate, it's greatly appreciated here at KPFK. So with that,
We want to hear from you.
like us on our Facebook page, follow us on X, formerly known as Twitter, or email us at theoutagenda@gmail.com. I'm Rita Gonzalez.
And I'm Ralph Radabaugh. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful week.
And remember that being out is the first step to being equal. Now stay tuned for This Way Out.